KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news, the U.S. Census Bureau data show that Iowa's average commute is nearly 6 minutes shorter than the national average. The Des Moines Register reports that the average Iowa commute is 19.1 minutes, and that ties the state with Kansas for the seventh fastest average commute in the country. The national average is 25 minutes. The Census Bureau's American Community Survey says North Dakota residents enjoy the nation's shortest average commute at just 16.1 minutes. The Iowa Transportation Department said Iowa residents travel an average of 11.5 miles to work. The census data says Madison County residents have the longest average commute at 29 minutes, and many of them work in the Des Moines area. In the immediate KJAN listening area, commuting times include 17.9 minutes in Cass County, 21 minutes in Adair County, 20.2 minutes in Adams and Pottawatomie counties, 19.3 minutes in Audubon County, 27 minutes in Guthrie County, 20.6 minutes in Montgomery County, and 17.6 minutes in Shelby County. The state's shortest average commute is 12.3 minutes in Sioux County. News time is 8:01.
Hi, this is Jesse with the TV Store in Atlantic, your local Dish authorized retailer. Do you want high definition and DVR service on all your TVs in your home? Now you can with the Hopper system from Dish. With the Hopper system, you can watch three live high definition programs and one recorded event all at the same time, all in HD. The system also includes Primetime Anytime, which will record all four major networks in HD from 7 to 10 p.m. automatically and store the information for 8 days, so you'll never miss your favorite program, even if the show broadcasts at a different time than usual. Stop by the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, to see a live demonstration of how the Hopper system can work for you. As always, we do our own installations and service what we sell. You can also get information by calling the TV Store at 712-243-3032. Limited time offer, subject to change without notice, regarding capacity, limit in selection markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages, hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
May is Older Americans Month, and it's a perfect opportunity to show your appreciation for older adults in your community. Tomorrow, May the 8th, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., Southwest 8 Senior Services will host a lunch in the park at Bayless Park in Council Bluffs. The lunch will feature pizza, sandwich wraps, desserts, drinks, and other food items. And a portion of the proceeds will go to support Southwest 8 and the work it does for area seniors. A quilt raffle will be held entitled Quilt a Quarter. Tickets for the raffle costs $5 for one or $10 for three, and the drawing will be held every quarter, that's every 3 months, for a quilt valued at more than $500. There will also be a special surprise at noon tomorrow featuring some local seniors. In addition, Southwest 8 will have informational booths for anybody looking for more information for themselves or aging loved ones. The theme for Older Americans Month 2012 is Never Too Old to Play. It puts a spotlight on the important role older adults play in sharing their experience, wisdom, and understanding, and passing on that knowledge to other generations in a variety of significant ways. This year's celebrations will recognize the value that older adults continue to bring to our communities through spirited participation in social and faith groups, service organizations, and other activities. And Southwest 8 Senior Services is joining in the national celebration of Older Americans Month with activities and events to promote intergenerational engagement and recreation. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in Cass County is asking for community input as the staff looks ahead to programming for the upcoming year. Kate Olson, Cass County Extension Program Coordinator, said they really want to get some feedback from local residents on the types of things they'd like to see offered in the future. From now and through the 15th of May, the Extension Office has a quick 10-question survey on their homepage, the link for which is on the same story on our webpage at KJAN.com under the News tab, where you can take just a few minutes to select programs you'd like to see happen in Cass County. The survey is also available in a paper form at the Extension office for those who are unable to access it online. In an update to a story we brought you last hour about three people being injured when a tree fell on their tent early Sunday morning at Lake Manawa State Park in Council Bluffs, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources had said Sunday that 23-year-old Alicia Nichols, 25-year-old Timothy Ayers Jr., and 3-year-old Timothy Ayers III, all of the Council Bluffs area, were taken to a hospital after the Sunday morning incident. According to Omaha television station KETV, Nichols suffered skull fractures, a broken pelvis, back and rib injuries, along with internal bleeding. Tim Aris Jr. suffered from a torn spleen and internal bleeding, and both were being treated at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Tim Aris III was being treated at the Nebraska Medical Center, and while he might be able to come home in just a few days, the boy's grandfather said that the young man would be on mandatory bed rest for at least a week. Authorities say the three victims have been camping in a tent at the park when high winds swept through the area at around 5 a.m. Sunday and brought down a tree. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will host an open house later this month to discuss oversight of the Fort Calhoun nuclear plant. The May 31st event is one of a series of commission-led meetings to keep the public informed about plant safety and performance. The open house will be held from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on the 31st at the Doubletree Hotel in Omaha. The commission has said that a small fire last June at the idled plant 19 miles north of Omaha was of high safety significance. Calhoun initially was shut down for refueling maintenance last spring, but major flooding along the Missouri River forced it to remain closed. The Omaha Public Power District had said there is no target date for restarting that nuclear plant. Elsewhere in state news, at least six people were killed during weekend crashes in Iowa. The deadliest crash happened Saturday afternoon in Washington. State Patrol says a pickup driven by 56-year-old Randall Graber crossed the center line, hitting a motorcycle head-on. Two people on the cycle were killed, and Graber and his passenger were injured. Two men were killed in separate motorcycle crashes Saturday. 42-year-old Bradley Paul Steffen of Monticello died near Bernard, and 44-year-old James Eugene Mills of Northwood died in Worth County. A Sunday morning crash in Ames claimed the life of 41-year-old Terry Lee Relander of Ames, and 24-year-old Greg Coleman of Waterloo was killed Saturday in Blackhawk County. Authorities say he drove through a stop sign and into the path of another car. A new memorial honoring teachers has been installed on the grounds of the Iowa Capitol. The display unveiled Saturday is located on the terrace on the northwest corner of the complex, and the granite boulder bears the inscription, "Teacher." Iowa State Education Association President Chris Byrne says the memorial is the first in the state dedicated to teachers. He said Iowa has a history of employing the best teachers, which is evident in the state's graduation rates and student test scores. Money for the memorial came from private donations. The uneventful arrest of a 47-year-old Des Moines man has ended in a brief standoff. Police had been sent to an apartment complex a little after 11 p.m. Saturday. Witnesses told officers a man had been yelling threats and had thrown items off of his balcony. They also say they feared he had a gun in the bag that he pointed at them when he made threats to kill them. A special law enforcement unit was called to the scene, and a negotiator was able to talk to the man through his apartment door, and he soon gave up. Police say that no gun was ever found in the apartment. The man was identified as Scott Sawooka. Jail records say he remained in custody this morning. And the problems in the behind-the-scenes negotiations to end the 2012 Iowa legislative session were aired in public this weekend. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
For several weeks, the top Republican in the legislature has made low-key public statements about working with Senate Democrats and Republican Governor Terry Branstad.
We continue to make progress, continue to work, and I'm pleased with the progress we're making.
That was House Speaker Craig Paulson speaking with reporters last Thursday. His tone was remarkably different Saturday night when Paulson spoke at an Iowa GOP fundraiser. He complained about the intellectual and political elite who accused him and his fellow House Republicans of not being team players. In particular, Paulson focused on developments at the end of last week on property tax reform. The top Democrat in the Senate and Republican Governor Terry Branstad suggested negotiations had reached a point where a framework had emerged, but Paulson made clear Saturday night nothing had changed.
You see, the Senate tried to roll this bill out. It's a compromise bill. Everyone's on board. Let me tell you, everybody's not on board. It's a piece of junk, and House Republicans will not pass that bill.
And taking a look now at national and international news, it's shaping up as a nervous day on Wall Street, where stock futures have been lower in the aftermath of election results in Greece and France. The parliament is now split in Greece, while French voters elected a socialist who has promised to buck the continent's austerity moves. Billionaire Warren Buffett said the U.S. banks are in much better financial position than banks in Europe. Buffett told CNBC that the U.S. has a better structure to deal with problems, injecting more capital into its banks and forcing them to clean up their balance sheets. NATO says a bomb has killed three of its service members in eastern Afghanistan. The coalition said the three were killed today. The statement did not provide details about the attack, nor the nationality of the service members who were killed. NATO usually waits for member nations to provide details about troop deaths. And Syrians are observing a general strike to protest today's parliamentary elections. It's the first voting under a constitution adopted 3 months ago, but Syria's opposition considers it a sham, and it's unlikely to change the course of the country's 13-month-old uprising against President Bashar Assad. News time is 8:10.
Hi, this is Jesse with the TV store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on? Constantly buffering when you're trying to watch a video? Slower than slow, or just no service at all at your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish high-speed internet powered by Xceed. Dish high-speed internet is satellite internet at its best, with download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With Xceed, an optional wireless router, all your toys can connect to the internet, including your smartphones, iPad, Kindle, TV, DVD player, and even your computer. The system includes a dish assembly and a modem, which is installed for you. Stop at the TV store, your local Dish authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on how to truly get high-speed internet from Xceed and Dish Network. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability, details, terms and conditions, and Viasat's data allowance policy.
In the funeral announcements, Joanne Jody McMartin, age 86, of Messina, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jody McMartin will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Harold Wally Wallace, age 84, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Winterset Care Center North in Winterset. Celebration of life services for Wally Wallace will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Merle Ladine Rounds, age 89, of Walnut, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Merle Rounds will be today at 11 o'clock at the Monroe Chapel in Walnut, with the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs in charge of arrangements. Esther Dorothy Pierce, age 89, of Atlantic and formerly of Hancock, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dorothy Pierce will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Esther Gosnell, age 100, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Esther Gosnell will be today at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Bob Engels, age 64, of Greenfield, died Friday at his home. A family visitation for Bob Engels will be held tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, with a dinner to follow at the Greenfield Bowl. Mildred Bear, age 93, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. A private family committal service for Mildred Mill Bear will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Shelby Cemetery in Shelby. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Sherry Zeitlow, age 68, of Urbandale and formerly of the Avondale area, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Sherry Zeitlow will be Friday at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Des Moines. There will also be a celebration of life service for Sherry Zeitlow Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.